You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
And our topic this segment is tipping. How much should you tip? Who should you tip? When, where, and should you do no tip? Joining us to discuss the tipping culture, Stephen Zager, who's the adjunct professor at Columbia Business School, specializing in restaurants and food businesses, and I am told also a proud alum of Tulane University. So thanks for joining us, Stephen.
I am very proud, although... Thank you. Although I think I went there so long ago, it was probably called One Lane University.
You know, I attended Tulane myself. I took the media arts curriculum over there at the university, and I'm glad to see they're having some success in the athletic field. They're long overdue for that.
I was absolutely pleasingly shocked. I was there actually when Archie Manning was the quarterback, so at least I had some recollection of positive moments.
You mean when Archie was at Ole Miss?
Anyway, I forgot who.
If Archie was at Tulane, it was a long, long time ago.
I guess I was. I'm hallucinating on what it could have been. Anyway, but
he may have been playing.
Anyway, but happy Tipmas. I think this is probably the season of the year where we're all thinking about nothing but who's got their hands in our pockets the most, consensual or not.
Well, Stephen, I'm going to give you a term, and I'm not going to charge you for it, but you can use this at your university lectures. Tipicate. The combination of tipping
tipicate
and etiquette.
Right.
Tipicate. What is the culture right now on tipping? You know, this has been going on for a long time, and I don't think there's a more subjective subject than tipping.
And it's really an emotional subject because it's passionate. People are constantly feeling that we've gone through tipstortion, that we are being asked to contribute to wages of employees who should be getting paid by their employers, that we are being put in situations where positions that you wouldn't ordinarily tip someone for doing very little work, all of a sudden. Basically, you're bringing the drink to the counter. They're just picking up a cup of coffee and handing it to you, and suddenly the tablet is spun in your direction. And it's like the spotlight is on you, and the room is quiet, and someone thinking, okay, how much are they going to leave? And it's really a very emotional and very uncomfortable situation for most people.
What about no tipping, just to stiff someone? When is that appropriate? I mean, do you do it when you get really bad service?
Yeah, I think often what happens if you don't tip, someone just generally thinks that you've forgotten or you didn't know, or possibly you're from Europe where tipping is often included. So you don't send the message. I think if you're going to send a negative message, you tip a low amount. And I think that gives it a clearer kind of feeling of it. But
we used to have a food critic who said it was important to let the restaurant know, the owner or the manager or whoever was in charge, that if you just left and never went back, you didn't solve anything, you know, and you didn't help them. And they appreciate when you tell them you had bad service or a bad experience.
That's exactly right. I mean, you should, if you want to have a better experience in the future, you're helping them by saying, yeah, our service was lousy, the service is bad. And unfortunately, sometimes the waiter and the waitress, they're kind of the customer service person who gets the blame, even though the blame might be in the kitchen, the blame might be somewhere else in the restaurant. But that's your point of contact. So they get blamed for it, even if it's not their fault that the food came out slowly.
Yeah. Well, the questions always come up, how much, what is the percentage, and who should? And now they're talking about people that should you tip your hairstylist, your barber, your dog walker, swimming pool cleaners, lawn mowers and gardeners, housekeepers, personal trainers, barista, even trash and recycling collectors. Who should you tip? We're going to continue this conversation with Stephen Zagor. If you'd like to weigh in, you have a question or a comment, 504-260-1870. That is our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. And we got an awful lot of texts coming in, Stephen. We'll get back to address those. But first, we need to take a look at our traffic on the highways and byways. We do that with Courtney P. standing by. Hi, Courtney, what's it looking?
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
like. Good Friday morning. You're listening to WWL's First News. I'm Don Dubuque, filling in for Tommy Tucker. We're talking about the tipping culture with Stephen Zager, an adjunct professor at Columbia Business School, specializing in restaurants and food businesses. Stephen, you and I could talk about tipping etiquette all day long, but I've got a lot of listeners, and let's involve them, and I'll get you to address their comments and questions. This one I've heard before. It says, I don't understand why the amount of tip is based on what you eat. A $40 steak and a $15 hamburger takes the same amount of work to bring to the table. I think a fixed tip based on the number of people you serve makes more sense. What do you think?
Great. I think it's if you're really tipping someone on the effort, not on the actual amount. It's like I'll always say, if you order a $50 bottle of wine, are you going to tip 20% on the $50 bottle? No. And that's the thing about tipping. It's not a one-size-fits-all formula. It fits the moment. If it's a very expensive restaurant and you think that you should tip less because that waiter or waitress didn't do a lot, that's one thing. But also keep in mind, you're protecting your position there in the future. If you want to go there in the future, and people, the restaurant will remember you as being, quote-unquote, a lousy tipper. That affects how you might be treated in the next go around. So it's not just what you're tipping on for what happened. It's what you might be doing in the future.
I have another one that says, I wouldn't tell the restaurant manager that I had bad service because I would not want the server to get fired. Sometimes the restaurant just gets slammed. I think
That's
they should
exactly
know.
Exactly right. You know what? Every restaurant, I've owned numerous restaurants and I've worked with many restaurants. Every restaurant owner wants to know if that service is bad. It may or may not be reflected. There are people that just tip low. I used to have a lot of celebrities come in where I was. In fact, CNN did a whole story of some of my celebrity tipping. There was one massive celebrity singer who everyone knows. Every time she came in, she left a dollar. That was no matter what the check was. She left a dollar. We call her Miss Buck a Dime. And I went to another restaurant one day and I said, does she ever come in? They said, oh, Miss Buck a Dime? Everybody. That's all she did.
And she probably didn't get great service.
Well, that's what I said to her. I said, she was leaving. I said, oh, I'm so happy you were here. Thank you very much. And I said, was everything all right? And she goes, oh, it was wonderful. I'll definitely be back. Well, you never know.
I have another one that says tipping only at a sit-down restaurant. If I'm picking up the order, either at a drive-thru or walking in, no tip, and definitely no tip at fast food drive-thru.
I think that's what people feel most comfortable with because they think that those employees are actually getting paid a minimum wage or paid a wage. They're not under what's called a tip credit, where there's a credit against the minimum wage because there's an expectation of tips. So I think that's absolutely probably the most comfortable for everybody. So I agree. But again, if you want to build a future relationship with something nicer, tipping is part of what's thing called the principle of reciprocity. If someone does something nice for you, you want to do something in return. Somebody that does much more transactional rather than transformational, maybe they don't deserve a tip.
Yeah. And do some people get caught up with, some restaurants will have a standard tip for a certain amount of people. If your party's over a certain number, the tip is going to be included in your bill. Some people don't realize that, and they add a tip on top of that. I guess the restaurant should make that very clear because a lot of times it's maybe in the fine print.
Yes, that's absolutely. It's the restaurant's responsibility highlight the fact that the tip is included, because then it ends up being a double tip. I've owned restaurants, and if a waiter or waitress did that, I called that theft, and that was a terminating situation because they were looking to get a double tip from that customer, and that was totally unacceptable.
Absolutely. Well, Stephen, we got to let you go here. We got news coming up real quickly. What's your prediction on the Tulane Ole Miss game?
Did you get the memo from Santa? Santa prefers a tip this year rather than milk and cookies.
Tip for Santa. We'll figure out a percentage for him depending on what he leaves. Huh? Maybe that's the way to do that.
I think he wants a $5 bill. I think that's what he asked me for. Maybe not you.
Tulane or Ole Miss, Stephen? Who's going to take it?
I got to go Tulane, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Green wave all the way.
You got that. Thanks, Stephen. Have a great Christmas and holidays. We appreciate you coming on.
You well, and you too. Have a good holiday, and tell hi to Santa.
I will do that. All right, coming up now is the WWL's First News, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Thanks, Courtney. I'm Dave Cohen. Back to Don Dubuque, in for Tommy Tucker now on WWL.
Yeah, Tommy will be back Monday. You can use that line, Dave. Hey, you wearing your ugly sweater? Today's National Ugly Sweater Day.
I know, but I don't own an ugly sweater. Do you have one?
Oh, I've got several of them. In fact, I've been told not only are they ugly on Christmas, they're also ugly all year long.
That's yeah, what I've been told. Oh, well, so you have ugly sweaters of all
It's easy for me to celebrate.
I don't know. I never got into the ugly sweater thing, and I've never been invited to an ugly sweater party, so I just never had a purpose to buy one.
Oh, you got to get out more, Dave.
I guess.
Ugly Sweater Day. Also, we're going to talk with you next hour, too, about National Underdog Day. I'm going to talk to you about that. But right now,
Underdog?
National Underdog Day. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. We got Glenn Gilbo coming up. We need to talk to him about LSU, man. We're going to be looking at a much different team next year, not only coaching-wise, but player-wise. All right, welcome back into WWL's First News. Our thoughts turn to sports. This is a big sports weekend. No doubt it's going to be for the next several weeks, as well as Christmas and outdoor sports. Boy, what a busy time it is. Well, the NCAA transfer portal really officially does not open until January the 2nd. It runs through January 16th. It's 14 days when players can make campus visits and make their decisions to transfer in and out of programs in college. Now, until it opens, the players can announce their intentions of entering that portal. And as of the date, the last list I see at LSU, 10 LSU Tigers will be set to transfer. And joining us to comment on that is Glenn Gilbo, the editor of Tiger Rag. Glenn, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, Don. Merry Christmas.
They're tamed to you, man. Every time I hear your voice, Glenn, it takes me back to the old neighborhood days, you know, Airline Park days.
Yep, the Gilbos, the Dubukes, and the Thompsons. What a trio.
Yep, and, you know, I think our dads would be proud that we've picked up the interest in LSU that they had. You know, they weren't no two bigger fans than your dad and mine, and critics, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wonder what they would think of the transfer portal.
Oh, my God, they'd hate it. They would definitely hate it. Well, you know, two guys that use the transfer portal is Brian Kelly and Lane Kiffin, the coaches' portal, Kelly, for portal. For different reasons, and I got a list of players here, and I don't think we got time to go over all of them, but I'm going to give you the ones I think are going to be the most significant losses. Number one, quarterback Colin Hurley. I mean, quarterbacks at LSU are getting to be an endangered species, and, you know, he didn't really get to prove himself, but to lose any quarterback right now can't be helpful.
No, but, you know, Lane Kiffin is really known for bringing in great quarterbacks through the portal. Like, he got Jackson Dart to Ole Miss from USC, which is a feat in itself. I think you're going to see him bring in a couple of really good veteran quarterbacks. So I don't think Colin is going to be missed. And, you know, he quit the team at midseason. He was upset that he wasn't the backup. He didn't earn that job. So I don't know if that's a great loss. I really think the biggest loss is Carius Kern, the offensive tackle, a true freshman from Arkansas who played quite a bit. In fact, the only true freshman offensive lineman who played last year for LSU. That was a big loss. I don't really think the other ones are significant.
Juwan Johnson, you don't think he'll be missed?
He's a talented player, but, you know, he couldn't find the field last year. Possibly that's a big loss, but he didn't have a lot of numbers this past year. And again, you know, Lane is likely to bring in Kawan Lacy, a great running back at Ole Miss last season. So, you know, the most busy Lane has been at since he got the job is going over LSU's roster and moving people out you know, because he's going to bring some people in because he's really good at the portal. So I think he's not impressed with LSU's talent. And, you know, it didn't show very impressive on the field on offense. So I think you're going to see changes like that.
Yeah, well, a lot of LSU players are not happy or convinced that he's going to be the best solution for them, and they're looking to bail out. How about defensive lineman Ahmad Bro? He had a lot of playing time.
Yeah, Ahmad Bro, that's a, you know, he was a player that you thought might have a good future at LSU. I'll tell you another thing. Some of the, you're right. Some of the guys are leaving on their own because they might not like Lane, but they're not getting paid what they were getting paid last year because Lane's bringing in better players and they're going to get the money. So some of these players that were at LSU already, they're being asked to come back for less pay. So they're leaving. That might be the case with Kern and with Bro.
That could be. We talk with Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag. He's got some special perspectives on LSU. We're talking about the transfer portal, who will be leaving. It's going to be a different-looking team, not only coaching-wise, but player-wise. Glenn, we'll be right back after the traffic, and you can tell me any more of these plays you think are going to be missed and maybe where Lane Kiffin is looking around to bring some new talent into LSU. We're back right after this traffic report with Courtney P. All right, we're talking LSU football, and some of the players will be leaving. It'll be quite a different look, not only in the coaches' booth, but also on the field. We're talking with Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag, really focuses on LSU and overlooking some of the players that will be leaving. Glenn, another one that's going to be making the exit, cornerback Ashton Stamps. And I've kind of followed his career closely. You know, he played at our alma mater, Archbishop Rummel, in his freshman year. It looked like he was doing real well, and then I saw him get beat pretty badly on defense, and then they just didn't give him much playing time. How much of a loss do you think he'll be?
Well, you know, Ashton is not a loss because he was not playing this past season. And when he was starting, the defense was really bad up until the year before last. And he also left the team, so he was not coming back. You know, when you go 7-5 and the coach gets fired and you don't go to the playoffs and the coach was supposed to go to the playoffs commensurate to his contract, you know, you're not going to bring the same players back. So that's why you see so many LSU players on the portal.
Glenn, looking at the players that are on the portal and then looking at what Lane Kiffin is looking at, do you think the team is going to have a net gain or a net loss due to transfer portal?
I would think just looking at Lane's track record in the portal, they're going to have a net gain. I mean, he's known as the master of the portal at Ole Miss. He had the number one portal class in 24. He's had highly ranked portal classes ever since he's been at Ole Miss. And one of the reasons for that is that, you know, Mississippi as a state doesn't have the same amount of players, quality players, as Louisiana does. So his strategy while he was at Ole Miss was to go to the portal. What's going to be interesting is one of the reasons he came to LSU was because of the high school rich recruiting area. And that's one of the reasons Saban advised him to take the LSU job. So it's going to be interesting to see how much better he recruits high school players in Louisiana, in addition to his portal mastery. Now, you know, I think this year he's going to rely on the portal more, but then as the years go by, he's going to get more into the high school recruiting because that takes more years of work, whereas you can do the portal overnight. So I think you'll see, like, not this class, but the next class will probably have more high school players impacting the team than portal. This first year, it's going to be portal players.
I haven't looked at the Ole Miss transfer portal, and I don't know if those players have announced or they may be going to hold back because they're still active and playing. But do you think he's going to pick on some of his players and bring them to LSU with him, and who might they be?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, since he brought his whole offensive staff with him, basically, and they might even be getting Kevin Smith, the running back coach at Ole Miss now. He may be coming with the running back, Kawan Lacy. The word is that's a package deal. And Ole Miss has already replaced Kevin, supposedly, with Frank Wilson, though Frank could take another position. But he's likely to be the Ole Miss new running backs coach. So it looks like Kevin and Kawan are leaving, and I would say LSU has a good chance of getting them. Kawan was a great running back this past season, 1,200-yard rusher. And then Trinidad Chambliss is the senior quarterback at Ole Miss, who's a dual threat, had a great season this year. He's highly ranked in passing efficiency, and he's a good runner. You can see him play Saturday. He's trying to get an NCAA waiver to have another senior year, which has been a pretty common occurrence from the NCAA. So if he gets that senior year, for 2026. Chances are he would return to his offensive coordinator, his quarterback coach, his head coach at LSU. And that could be your quarterback at LSU next year. If not Trinidad Chambliss, they have a chance of getting Sam Levitt, the Arizona State quarterback, who has entered the portal.
Sounds like we might be looking at the LSU Rebels next year, huh? Between the coach and the players and all the coaches. Definitely. Should be interesting.
Definitely. A lot of Ole Miss coaches were on the plane with Lane when he left for LSU on November 30th, which is kind of funny because when Nick Saban left Michigan State for LSU, none of the coaches joined.
Yeah.
So Lane brought us his train for sure.
Well, it's going to be interesting, and it's going to be a very interesting game, LSU playing Ole Miss next season, too. You don't want to miss that one.
Oh, yeah. September 19th in Oxford. It's going to be bloody. I think the LSU-Ole Miss rivalry is going to be like it was back in the day when our dads were following it, because the way this is with the swapping coaches, you know, and the blood between them, it may be bigger than the LSU-Alabama rivalry.
Well, it was a great rivalry back then. We're juxtaposition with Mississippi, and hopefully it will be revived, and it should be a good one. Glenn, thanks for joining us. As always, great talking to you. Tell the rest of the family hello, and y'all have a Merry Christmas, my friend.
Same to you, Don. Thank you.
All right. Glenn Gilbo, editor of the Tiger Rag. All right. When we come back after the top of the hour news, we're staying with football. Mike Dettillier joins us. We're going to talk about Tulane's chances to be the underdog and pull an upset against Ole Miss, and also the battle between, I guess, two underdogs will be playing, the New Orleans Saints, 4-10, and the New York Jets, 3-11. We'll talk to Mike Dettillier, our sports analyst. But first, we got the WWL's first news, and we're back right after this. Don Dubuque in for Tommy Tucker on the Big 870.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.